soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 4th, 2012. And early this morning, as I was waking, just resting, meditating upon the Word of God, and there's several different things the Lord has been speaking to me about through the Scriptures, and I've been watching and praying what's going on in the world today, what's going on in the church world, what God wants to take place in the people's lives as we approach the second coming of Jesus Christ, and all the things that are written in the Scripture. What must take place before the second coming takes place, how great darkness will come forth, great deception, how people will literally abandon the faith and believe lies and myths, believing delusions instead of the truth. But here's what I want to say is the Lord would call you back to the basics, the most absolute basic truth that you can do is make sure that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. That's right. It's not about anything else. It's not about any church. It's not about any ministry, any man, any pastor, any institution. You've got to have your faith in Jesus. You've got to have your faith and love for Jesus. It's Him that purchased you in His own blood. It bore your sins in His own body, hung on a tree, and that was the payment before God for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ bore our sins. That was the penalty. And when God the Father beheld the travail of His Son, He was satisfied. But listen, this is what God is saying to you. Back to the basics. And I'm really exhorting church people. I will always want to crystallize with things to the simple, to where there's no refuting. There's nothing you can say contrary. You can't say, no, God would have me belong to an institution. God's going to call me to follow a man. You know, with electrical things that we have today in our world, you have to have a good connection. The wires, they have to cut back the insulation to where you have the connectivity. So the power of electricity can flow through the wires. And the same is true for us in a metaphorical sense. A similitude, okay? We absolutely have to have an absolutely clear, clean connection with Jesus Christ and without any insulation. We don't want any mediators between us and God. We have one mediator, and that his name is Jesus Christ, but we don't want a mediator before the mediator. And that's what people set up, is mediators upon mediators upon mediators. I mean, some of these denominations out there have formed worship to mediators. Jesus Christ, the best favor I can tell you today is you need to follow Jesus. Spend time with Him, love Him, listen, get in the Word, eat the Scriptures, hide the Word of God in your heart that you might not sin against the Lord. Purpose in your heart that you won't sin against the Lord and rely on Jesus. Lay down the sins and the weights that do so easily beset you and run the race with endurance, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And in Him and through Him and by Him, you can stand, you can make this victory through faith. God's looking for faith, a believing heart. So be careful of the things that come into your heart that choke the Word. Lusts of things, cares of life, troubles of life, and eating and drinking, those even that, Jesus said, can cloud your perception and you not even see the second coming. You'd be oblivious because you're so into your flesh. The sarks, we've talked about the sarks, the great enemy of man and God. God hates the sarks. The sarks is the flesh. There's no good thing in the flesh. It has to be crucified. Galatians 5:24 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." I encourage you to read that whole chapter. It tells you clearly the manifestation or the works of the flesh are manifest, or these, and it lists them for you. And those that operate in the works of the flesh, he says, don't let anyone deceive you. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So, what about those that haven't? Are they Christ? Do they belong to Christ? If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. Meditating after a conversation with someone I know, and I saw the fruit of anxiety and pressure, lack of peace, lack of faith, a carnal mind, and I could hear it in the voice. I could hear the pressure, blood pressure high, anxiety, and I'm aware that, look, people are going to become more and more in tune with the judgment of God that's in the earth today. It's going to be affecting more and more people one way or another. God is striking the idols of the land. God is striking the abundance. God is striking the peace that we've had, the freedoms, though he's taking them away. We're going to have tyranny and oppression. We're going to have a formation of a one-world government, after all, Babylon. Revived Roman, Babylonian, Egyptian monstrosity, a beast system that you won't be able to buy or sell without a mark. And the number of his name, and people will worship the dragon that gave the power to the beast. I was thinking about this individual that was exhibiting all this pressure and seeing his family members under judgment, strong lack of money, losing their homes, great illnesses taking place. And I realize the only solution to any of that is for absolute sincere faith in the Lord. Absolute sincere repentance. Godly sorrow repentance. Where we clear ourselves with great indignation, it says. That we don't go back into sin. That we abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from things that are offensive to the Lord. And abide in Christ. Christ is the true vine. We're branches. And all we need to do is abide in him and let his word abide in us, and Christ's nature, his life, flows through us. And this is how we bear fruit to the glory of God the Father. It's his will, it's his desire that we bear much fruit. So, there's no such thing as a heavenly timeshare. You're either in the Lord completely, but you don't have part ownership. You don't sort of serve the Lord. You don't sort of believe, kind of believe here and there. You've got to be absolutely 100% committed in following the Lord. Jesus said so. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whoever will save his life or preserve his life shall lose it. Whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. You've got to lay down your life. You've got to lay down your interest in the temporal things. Yes, be stewards over those things, but don't let them consume you and be your focus. You can't have two gods. You can't have two lords. You can't have a God, the God, and mammon. When Jesus called people and they'd come up with excuses, they'd say, well, I just bought some land. Let me go check the land out. Another guy said, well, I just got married. I got to, you know, go please, you know, cheer up the wife. A lot of excuses. You know, my father died. I better go to the funeral. But when the Lord calls you, you need to be instant, in season and out of season. He expects you to lay down everything. You can't put your hand to the plow and look back. Jesus said, whoever does that is unfit for the kingdom of heaven. Many, many people have one foot in the world, one foot in church world, when they need to be completely drenched into the kingdom of God. That's what the baptism of John the Baptist was all about. It was an immersion being completely dunked into the death of Christ by faith. It's a similitude. It's not that baptism saves us, but it's a figure. I love what John the Baptist said, because I'm you know, he's a relative of Jesus, but he's a ministry of Jesus. He's a minister of the kingdom of God and the spirit of Elijah, preparing the people for the bridegroom, and he rejoiced with the coming of Jesus. But he says in John 3, verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. That's the right way for any ministry, for any disciple of Jesus. It's not that we need more of the Lord. We need to be less of ourselves. Because if we're in Christ, he needs to be our life. This is what Paul said in Colossians. Christ, who is our life, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. It says also in another place. How are you going to decrease if you don't go to the cross? Whatever woe, whatever hindrance you have, is solved by the cross. The flesh, as evil as it is, it's a life. It's a nature. It's a realm. It's a dynamic. And what it needs to be is absolutely crucified, nailed to the cross. And you need to be buried in Christ and quickened by the Holy Spirit. And read Romans 6. This is the good news of the gospel. And Titus chapter 2, 11 through 15, Paul said, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you." I pray it wasn't so strange to hear these kinds of messages, but they're so scriptural. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. You know, when they don't speak according to the word of God, it's because there's no light in them. And he that's of God hears God's words. He that's not of God hears not God's words. This is how you know the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Well, praise the Lord. I encourage you to receive what Apostle Paul was trying as an apostle, as one that was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ, who was given the very words of God, the very gospel of God that has been hidden since the world began. And he was revealed and manifested through proclamation of the word of God. And here Apostle Paul says this in Galatians 4:19, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." I don't think you're going to hear that in the crystal cathedrals, in the cathedrals of any denomination, of any structure, institution. It's Christ. It's Jesus. He must be your life. He must increase. You must decrease. And the way that will come about for you is, as Paul said, "I die daily. I pick up my cross. I deny myself. And I follow the Lord." And this is how you will reign in the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over the last few days, I've been hearing audio clips of Joel Osteen. And back in 2007, I actually wrote an article called "White Bread, the Gospel of White Bread, the White Bread Gospel." I didn't state it in the article, I don't believe, but I actually was at someone else's house when he was watching him, and I went home and wrote that article after listening to Joel Osteen. It's a right white bread gospel. It's man-made, artificial, synthetic, without the nutrients, without the life of God. It's has a shell. It's not real. Well, he now stands with Oprah Winfrey, who is a prophetess of the serpent's gospel. She has promoted the book called The Secret. It's that ancient belief that, according from the dragon, the serpent, the devil himself, lied in the garden, that man could disobey God and live forever and be a god, knowing, experiencing good and evil. That's what the builders of this world that have rejected the cornerstone are after. They are rebels, and they are building something, and it will come to pass, but the Lord will strike it with a stone made without hands. The Lord Jesus Christ himself will thoroughly purge his floor and will kindle everything in the earth with fire. The only thing that's going to remain is what is in him. The carnal mind is enmity against God. I'm going to read this from Romans 8:6. For to be carnally, and that word is sarx, to be flesh-minded. To have your mind, your thinking, your passions in harmony with the way of the flesh, the sarx, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's just a fact. That's just the way it is. And I was reading just a couple days ago in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, what Jesus said about the flesh. John 3, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And I looked it up in the Greek, and it's the sarx. What is born of the sarx is out of or in the sarx. When a person has not crucified the flesh and come into the spirit, the life of the spirit, the new man that's in Jesus Christ. Christ is a spiritual man. He's from above, where Adam was from below. Christ is from heaven, out of heaven, came forth from the Father. But Adam was made out of the dust of the earth. He's from below. And this is what Jesus talked about quite often. He said, I am above, you are from below. You are from beneath. You are of the devil. You must be born again. You must be born from above. Well, we have people today that are in the flesh. They're in the sarx. They're mindful of the flesh. The way they think, the way they're passionate, the way they're driven, the way they're focused, the way they talk. And they're of the world and they talk of the world. Everything they do, even if it's religious, it's like Joel Osteen, a white bread gospel. It is flesh. It's not spiritual. Well, now he's standing with Joel Osteen is standing with Oprah, and the people applaud and clap and yell when here she says she's Christian, not a professing believer in Jesus Christ, but she's a religionist, and she says she has respect for all faiths. Now, I'm not into religion. I don't believe in religion. I believe that the faith it's in Jesus Christ and the gospel is not a religion. It's the power of God unto salvation. But she says she's in spirituality, but her doctrine is heretical. And yet you have a man named Joel Osteen and others who are of sarx. And they mind the sarx. And they're dead. And they're preaching a white bread gospel, and they're joining together in the spirit of Babylon that will make a one world government, a one world religion, a one world economy. And it's coming to pass, and it's leaven. And a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. They are not sincere, and they're not true. They're wicked and deceitful liars. And they're deceived, they're blind, they cannot see. And the people that clap and yell and scream and give horror for Oprah Winfrey are blind too. So what Jesus said was they were blind guides and they led the blind. They would both fall into the ditch. There's no such thing as inclusion, ladies and gentlemen. There's no such thing as mixing other religions and other gospels and other spirits and other Jesuses. Don't believe the lie. That's why I say, back to the basics. Back to Jesus. Don't follow the liars. Don't follow man. Don't serve man. But serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll keep you unto the end.